2026 Lexus NX 350H. So this is their hybrid. And then this is kind of in that same compact SUV, Dad, although this is considered the luxury compact SUV market, right? This is part of a the F Sport handling trim level. It's got all-wheel drive. There's also a front-wheel drive version that is now available for this year. And then the F Sport handling package, what I have, is also new for 2026. There's a new color, which is the one that we're driving, infrared, which is a really pretty red. It sounds exactly, I would almost kind of refer to it as an inferno, but it's an infrared that way. You can get this vehicle, Dad, combined however you want to, right? You've got different trim levels to choose from, and if you want to go all the way up to the luxury level. Price point, Dad, starts around 45 or so and can go all the way up to over 70, depending on what you outfit this car with. The one that we are driving, again, we're driving the 350H with the F Sport handling package on it, Dad. 58,264. Fuel economy for us was 48 and 37, average of 39. And we were right around there, Dad. I think it was right about 41 for most of my driving, and quite a bit of city driving that way. As you know, Dad, with the Lexus and Toyota platform, their hybrid technology is second to none. Mm-hmm. It just works flawlessly, right? It interchanges from the gasoline to that. You know, you don't have the clunky fires up and, you know, kind of turns on and out. It just feels nice, right? And you've driven a lot of hybrid vehicles, and we always kind of come back to this.
Yep.
It's really hard to beat that Lexus Toyota system.
Yeah, no, their system, I say it all the time. I've talked about this even on drive radio on a routine basis, people even calling in and asking, you know, what vehicle do you buy, especially when it comes to the hybrid end of things. Nothing against other manufacturers, but Toyota set the tone all the way back initially with the Prius. They've advanced that on into a lot of their other product lineup. And yes, Lexus is a division of Toyota, and their hybrid system, literally, Richard, is second to none. The NX being smaller, for those of you listening, smaller than the RX, which the RX has grown over time. So for those of you listening, where you might have owned an RX at one time and liked that size, but don't like the fact that it's sort of grown, and nothing against Toyota. They've had to compete in that market segment, which they started, by the way. That was Toyota's, you know, they started the whole RX lineup in the Lexus end of things. But the NX, and I don't think I'm far off on this. I'd have to do some measurements and look at the specs, but I'm guessing that the NX is like an older RX size-wise because it's smaller than the current RX substantially.
I would tend to agree with you, Dad. And like you say, this NX, it's kind of like in between. It's probably not as big as the original RXs were, but it's also maybe not as small as you think. But again, it still is a compact SUV. Looking at it right now, it is designed to kind of fit in some tighter spaces. But like you said, Dad, for a lot of folks, that may be what you're looking for, right? You don't want a big vehicle to go to the grocery store and or whatever you might need to do. One thing I will say, Dad,
and by the way, really quick, just to throw this in really quick. Yeah. I know we're running out of time here, but I did just look it up as you were talking. The modern NX is fairly close in size to the older generation RX. So for some of you that like the old size of the RX in the past, go look at an NX instead.
No, you are 100% correct. And like I said, last thing I'll say, lots of creature comforts on the inside, Dad. Works really well. If you haven't been in a new Lexus in a while, Dad, they've kind of simplified the platform, the infotainment system, everything about it. Lots of them are very similar in that regard. I would encourage people to check them out. And like you say, that this is a car maybe people haven't noticed or maybe they haven't seen in a while. I would encourage people to check it out. Head to their local Lexus dealers because you can get it kind of apportioned however you want to. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.